Oswego City School District students returned to class after the Memorial Day weekend with an increased police presence. The precautionary measure was taken after a threatening picture of a student with a toy gun was posted on social media. Police later determined that threat was not credible, but as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, officials are responding as if it was.
The picture that stirred public alarm featured a middle school student holding a long black airsoft toy gun with the caption, "Don't come to school on Tuesday." Oswego City Police Sergeant Lori Berger, the district school resource officer, says the 13-year-old uploaded the picture to Snapchat, a private messaging platform, as a joke.
They didn't mean it as a threat. They thought it would be taken as a joke. Funny, haha. Obviously, that's not what happened.
The picture circulated far beyond Snapchat, causing panicked parents and fellow students to call police. The student was arrested and charged with falsely reporting in the third degree, a misdemeanor that could bring up to a year of probation and community service. Berger says that charge, as opposed to making a terroristic threat, better fits this crime and is less likely to be thrown out in court. She says it's the best match for a penal code that was largely crafted before social media.
I don't think our penal law is caught up to society where we're at now. Unfortunately, the penal law is not directed towards social media. We're heading that way, but we're not quite there yet.
The student involved also faces up to a year of out-of-school suspension. Oswego City School District Superintendent Dean Gui says the harsh punishments are necessary because these days, actual school shooters are leaving warnings and clues about their plans on social media.
You don't know what they're thinking. You have to always assume that it's a legitimate threat. And until you investigate it and really dig in deep, you don't know that, which is why even joking about things, anything related to school violence or threatening behaviors or anything aggressive at all, just can't be tolerated.
In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.